It's called Campaign Zero. National activists want stronger guidelines limiting the use of force. They also want to ban police quotas for tickets and arrests. Rockford Mayor Larry Morrissey.
I don't know that it's intended to be a one-size solution. It lays out a series of agenda items. We're already moving forward on the vast majority of what I think the intent of those items are.
Morrissey says new measures at the state level are also intended to address interactions during field interviews, or a so-called stop and frisk.
The next step will be, starting next year, we'll have to give a receipt to the individual so they know who is the officer, what's their badge number. If they had a complaint they wanted to file, they'll have more information to be able to do that.
Matthew Simpson co-leads My Brother's Keeper, a community group trying to improve the lives of the city's young minority residents.
No, I love the high-level look at, you know, kind of national issues related to police use of force and things like that. You know, I would just like to see how, you know, local activists can look at that document and see how we like it, how we would like to see things done differently here, and maybe, you know, kind of make it a little bit more unique to our circumstances. I know there's some good things going on, but we do have opportunities for improvement.
Rockford is not so far removed from the national controversies of police-involved deaths. In 2009, an unarmed black man, Mark Anthony Barmore, was shot and killed by Rockford officers after he fled and hid in the basement of a daycare center. Rockford area Representative Letisa Wallace says she feels the Campaign Zero document was well put together and could be implemented in a city like Rockford.
I think we have an engaged community. Of course, our sensitivities are heightened because of our 2009 incident with the killing of Mark Anthony Barmore. But I hope that that means his death was not in vain and that we'll continue to put policies in place to prevent other young men and other unarmed women or men from dying.
Rockford Police Chief Chet Epperson says the city has been on a path of self-reform since the Barmore incident.
Two ways to reform the department. You do it internally. You see the sort of things that take place the last few years. Or you give up and you have federal monitors and consent decrees, and it costs taxpayers quite a bit of money because the leadership inside of a police department can't make those fundamental changes. So proud of the work that our department, our officers have done. We're in a very good position. Are we perfect? No. Are we making changes to improve community relations with the residents in the city of Rockford? Absolutely.
Rockford leaders continue to respond to the perception of escalating violence. Mayor Morrissey admitted there has been an uptick in random strong-armed robberies. Resident Diana Walker says there are better areas of the city than others.
If you go into some communities, they would say, yes, it is better. You go into other communities, and especially of color, and it's worse.
Matthew Simpson with My Brother's Keeper says it will be critical for officers to have positive interactions in the city's diverse neighborhoods. This summer, officers took part in a number of organized block parties.
Some people don't have good interactions with police. And so what we want to do is create less adversarial interactions between police and members of the community. So we're kind of working on a front end with people in communities to try to create those opportunities for people to see the human being and also for police to see, you know, the families that are living in some of these conditions.
I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.